My eyes wandered around the endless rows of gravestones as my dad carried me in his arms. My teeth chattered as I began to count. 1, 2, 3, until shards of icy rain blurred my vision. The weather was miserable as the dark clouds engulfed the horizon. The sun was nowhere in sight at Arlington National Cemetery. I clung tightly to my dad as we headed onward. "Why are we even here?" the younger me questioned in my head, cluelessly. I gave up on counting the gravestones as the freezing rain trickled down. As we approached the hill, I was instructed to be on my best behavior. I immediately spotted a man in uniform. He stood there as if neither hail nor rain could break his stature. Standing like a bold monument, he was staunch and focused. He shifted to face the east and began to march in that direction ever so carefully. Like the gravestones, I counted his steps, 21 steps in each direction. I watched curiously as the ceremony unfolded. The silence was deafening. You could hear the sharp snap of the metallic clamps on the soldier's shoes every time he makes a distinctive turn. The crowd watched solemnly as the soldier marched back and forth from one end of the mat to the other. Beyond that was a magnificent tombstone and a wreath draped in a bouquet of flowers. I carefully whispered to my dad, "Did someone important die?" Back then, I could not comprehend its significance, but that curiosity sparked my quest to understand why that day invoked strong impressions, even from a 5-year-old. The Tomb of the Unknowns is a monument to the unnamed soldiers who served and gave the ultimate sacrifice. It is guarded continuously, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, since July 2, 1937. No amount of threats from inclement weather or terrorist attacks has disturbed that tradition ever since. To be appointed as a tomb sentinel is one of the highest and rarest honors for a soldier. It took me a while to understand the symbolism of it all, but after years of reflecting on our history, I've come to understand that the tomb is not just a commemoration of the unidentified soldiers lost in battle, but more importantly, it is a memorial to the American people's unwavering love for our country and our fellow Americans. In it is more than just a symbolic representation of the courageous American soldier, for in it lies the immortal stories of our countrymen who have selflessly dedicated their lives to be of service to others, to a cause that is far greater than themselves. Of those who fought valiantly in the trenches of the Great War, who tended to the sick and wounded in combat, who endured the death march in the Pacific, or those who faced the horrors of the Holocaust or the terrors in Vietnam and Korea. And even now, as we face the obstacles in Afghanistan, Iraq, and Syria, stories of heroism and valor continue to add to the legacy, immortalized in that hallowed tomb. Stories that are forever embedded in our hearts and minds, and celebrated every single day we enjoy living as free men and women because of their sacrifices. It is definitely one of the most moving tributes, not only to our brave servicemen and women, but as a testament to the greatness of our courage, strength, and resolve as a nation. I truly believe that the greatest thing about America is its people. People who do not falter in doing what is right, even in challenging times. People who are not afraid to make a stand for the weak and the helpless. Who, despite the political divide, find a way to work together when faced with adversity. We are those people. The kind who defies the impossible, from winning difficult wars to putting man on the moon. From honoring our women with rights to suffrage and parity to ensuring that every American has the right to pursue what they want to be. United, no matter our differences, no matter what stands in our way, no matter what happens. Resilience pulses through our veins, even in the face of disaster and tragedy. We are the United States of America, united in name, in strength, and in spirit. My fellow Americans, what else could be greater than that? It took me 9 years, but I finally get it. This year, I visited in midsummer, when the weather was strikingly different. Yet the sentinel looked sharp as ever, standing proud and committed to his duty, marching the rhythmic 21 steps. The silence still commands everyone's attention and utmost respect, the tomb basking in the sun's glistening rays, with the flower wreath dancing in beautiful hues of red, white, and blue. Everything was the same, except I am no longer the clueless 5-year-old. This time, the whole ceremony resonated with me, as I stood there submerged in deep awe, pride, and gratitude, realizing how fortunate I am to be a citizen of the greatest nation on earth, and knowing fully well that by standing there, I am honoring those who make our great country what it is.